Today, I've entitled this talk, Congratulations. It has to do with something that I found in the newspaper a couple of days ago. I'm going to pass it around in a minute. But, you know, we say congratulations to someone when they have accomplished something, and the person congratulated usually has a sense of satisfaction. You know, someone's congratulations on your promotion, congratulations on publishing the book, congratulations on graduating from college. And everybody says, oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good thing. So we feel pretty good about things. Perhaps, I think, a small note of caution could be inserted here. In his book, this book I have here called Heartwood of the Bodhi Tree, Buddhadasa Bhikkhu quotes a passage from the Majjhima Nikaya that leads him to suggest that the heart of Buddhism is not in congratulations, but it's in the short saying, nothing whatsoever should be clung to. The Majjhima Nikaya is one of our oldest teachings that we have. Nothing whatsoever should be clung to. So he goes on to elaborate, and I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. Now, if anyone realizes the truth of this point, that there is not a single thing that should be clung to, then they have no germ to cause the diseases of greed, hatred, and delusion, or of wrong actions of any kind, whether by body, speech, or mind. So whenever forms, sounds, odors, flavors, tangible objects, and mental phenomena crowd in, the antibody, quote, nothing whatsoever should be clung to, end quote, will resist the disease superbly. The germ will not be let in, or if it is allowed in, it will be destroyed. The germ will not spread and cause the disease because it is continually destroyed by the antibody. There will be an absolute and perpetual immunity. This, then, is the heart of Buddhism, of all Dharma. Nothing whatsoever should be clung to. seems pretty clear, doesn't it? It's very simple. Nothing whatsoever should be clung to. And a bit further on, Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, who is a relatively, he's a 20th century teacher. Let me see if I can find a little something about him for you.